It's a little bit of an interesting story. I applied kind of last minute-ish, and the way I came to it was I've been working with the School for Social Entrepreneurs, but in a professional capacity almost, supporting their connection with the bank where I work. And I had a lot of exposure with social entrepreneurs, and the more I talked to them, the more I realized how little I actually knew about entrepreneurship, but also how keen I was, perhaps, to start my own social venture. So I started to, I looked firstly at the school, but because of time and distant commitments, it didn't work. So then I looked towards other programs that might be sort of better suited to my professional career. And a little bit of academic research and a little bit of Google, I suppose, brought me to the Judge and CFEL, the Center for Entrepreneurial Learning. That's when I read everything there around the time commitments, the rigor of the program, the access to the Cambridge community. Then I thought, actually, yeah, this is something I'd really like to be a part of. So in terms of key skills that I've learned to date, I think I thought before I came here that I was a tireless self-promoter. That is to say that I was really good at networking. But actually, what I realized is that I'd only really started to scratch the surface of networking and meeting people and actually just practicing the human skills. So. It may, sound a bit soft, but that's one of the key skills that I think I've really taken away. Another skill that I'm finding, certainly over the last few weeks that I've been in Cambridge, is paying even more attention to detail around the financial side of my enterprise and my startup. So moving beyond being seduced by the idea and actually thinking about, okay, how will this thing make money? How will I deliver value to the customers that I'd like to serve? I guess my early study, I started university in the US, and then I left the US to come to the UK to get married. And when I picked up university again, it was with the Open University. So I have some experience with online learning, but that's kind of almost a purely online model. So what really attracts me about the Judge and why I really like this program is there's a human component. It's not too taxing. It's 1 week and then a couple of weeks, a few months down the road. But it's the mixture, that kind of blend, that kind of struck the right balance for me. So the VLE is something that I can access on my iPhone, on my iPad, in the evening when the kids are in bed as well. So it's actually a place where I can find time, stood at a bus stop, or when I'm waiting for a train, or certainly as I'm traveling from Banbury, where I live, down to London, which is about an hour commute, I can find time to fit in and just pick up things in the VLE. So the time commitment for me is really interesting. So I'm a full-time sort of employee of a major multinational bank. I've got a wife and two children, and I'm trying to gain a Cambridge qualification. And I'm doing all of those at once. And part of that qualification is a startup venture. So I'm trying to start a new business. So I think it's fair to say that my time is pretty much accounted for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Though I think my wife would suggest that she's slightly busier than I am still. But in all seriousness, it is a serious time commitment. You really do need to think about it in terms of how you're going to balance things and how much time you're going to dedicate to the venture, how much time you're going to dedicate to the work, and how much time you're going to dedicate to the family. I have found myself reading academic journals in the park, pushing my kids on swings. but equally, I've found myself really just sitting around with people, in the pub at night, just talking about my idea and getting really excited and networking and filling that time in different ways. With regards to my business venture, it's been a reasonably interesting journey. I think I started off like many entrepreneurs do in terms of wanting to conquer the world. I still want to conquer the world, but I'm realizing as I work through my cash flow statements, it may take a little bit longer than I originally anticipated. So I think what I've really learned is that it's important to reach out to the people who you think you're going to serve, to not become too seduced by the idea that you have, and to remember that you still need to listen to your inner gut feeling, that you are still an entrepreneur, that the academic learning will support you, but you can still ride by the seat of your pants to some degree.